Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Chris Carosa, president of Carosa Stanton Asset Management and the author of Hamburger Dreams, also From Cradle to Retirement, also a piece of the action. It's a play on his pizza book, and he's our good friend Chris. Welcome back. I need your website, please.
Website is chriscarosa.com, C-H-R-I-S-C-A-R-O-S-A.com.
There you go. No extra letters in there. So check it out, and they can find your books and all the things you do there.
Yes, they can.
All right. So, Chris, we're talking about being a coronapreneur, making hamburger out of ham when the world gives you beef instead of pork. Don't make sausage. Stop making sausages, start making hamburgers. Whatever it takes.
Right.
And that's the thing. Small business owners are good at this, aren't we? I mean, I tell people, small businesses manage risk for breakfast. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely correct. And I think that there are lots of great examples out there that people can look at about how other businesses have adapted to the changing environment. And the one example I was going to give you, we talked about restaurants before, mm-hmm. and how people can't really go and dine in, and there's been takeout. Well, there's a restaurant right around the corner here, a little small restaurant, sports bar sort of thing, that not only had food, and it does takeout, so it continues to do takeout, but one of the big attractions was music. It had music in there, and obviously mm-hmm. you can't have music acts coming in. So what they decided to do, they were by this big parking lot. They decided to create a music concert drive-in. So just like a drive-in, you know, cars would come up, park in the spots, but they would watch music instead of live music instead uh-huh. of a movie, and the restaurant would then serve them. Uh-huh. So this is a way that they've adopted their business models mm-hmm. for this business model for the changing circumstances. And I think that's
reminds
a great
me
example.
Of the old drive-ins. Are you old enough to remember drive-ins? Movie drive-ins?
I am old enough.
So things come full circle, don't they?
Right. Well, that's what it is. I mean, part of what entrepreneurialism is isn't you don't create a new light bulb. Just because you don't create a light bulb doesn't mean you're an entrepreneur. You may
you
be
just,
taking
you just put it in a new place.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually a classic marketing technique.
Yeah.
By the way, if you talk to copywriters or advertising executives, product engineers, they will tell you how to change your marketing to reflect this sort of, you know, new picture, reframing mm-hmm. an existing product mm-hmm. in a new way so that it attracts more attention.
But I do think it's important to come back to my implications term I used in the last segment. I do think it's important that by the time you see something fully materialized in front of you, it's probably about to go by you. It's probably about to whiz by you and be old news. You need to become, this is in one of my books, I had a chapter called Now You're the Futurist. And every business owner needs to be a little bit of a futurist, meaning they need to be able to look around them and see the things that are moving, see which way they're moving. And when you see two things about to intersect in the future, think about what those implications are. And the implications could be good or bad. But, I mean, if you wait until it's fully materialized in front of you, if you're not run over by it, it was just dumb luck. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I interpret that more like as a contrarian type of maneuver or attitude in terms of your business or how you know, look at what happened in March. How many people were afraid, were disturbed, were very down, depressed, and pessimistic. The people who succeeded were the optimists. The people mm-hmm. were looking for the opportunity, who were trying to connect the dots, and see what that future was going to look like. you know, the guy who did this music drive-in, while everyone was complaining about the fact that they couldn't serve people, he was out there thinking of a new way to provide it,
well,
which turned out to be an old way.
He was doing what I said to do in 2009 after the financial crisis and what I said to do in April. He said, I'm going to survive. I'm going to win by surviving. I'm going to open my doors January 1, 2021. So what does that mean? What does that mean? What do I have to do? That's what that man said, isn't it? He didn't know
That's exactly right.
He didn't know what it was going to take to survive. He just said, I'm going to survive. Go ahead.
Right. And you know, and this, by the way, this isn't just a crisis type mode. Even within old industries, you know, I'm about to be replaced as president of the National Society of Newspaper Columnists after 2 years. So newspaper columnists, you think, is an old-fashioned business, which it is. And people say, well, what's going to happen? There's not going to be newspapers anymore. They're worried about this. Well, that may or may not be true, but there will always be the opportunity for someone to write their feelings and in a way that attracts a market.
I've been a newspaper columnist for 20 years, and the online columns allow me to write more words. that's one of the things about it. Hey, Chris, I got to wrap it up. Give us your website one more time, please.
ChrisCarosa.com.
All right, just spell it out with no extra letters. Hey, Chris, good job. Will you come back?
I will definitely be back anytime you need me.
We love having you on the show. Chris Carosa, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to put a .com on the end of his name there and find out all the things that are going on there. We'll get him back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Whatever you do, do not go away. And do it all
down. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.